Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hi there, hi everyone. I got a sore throat. This is Dr. Cappuccino with the Dr. Cappuccino Show. There's so much going on in our world, and I know everyone is concerned about the fires, about crime going on, and about so many other things going on. I'm telling you, it is just really, really, really something. But right now, we have Dr. William Colonel Harrison that's going to be joining us. Hello, hello, I'm talking. Hello, hello. Hello, is that you, Colonel Harrison?
Yes, sorry, my apologies.
Okay, well, I'm hearing a lot of rumble there in the background, so I guess you're raring to go. Thank you for joining us again on the Dr. Cappuccino Show. Our show has been leading for over 1 month on the topic of how can I become a top of love. And we're seeing every day, every time we pick up a newspaper, every time we turn on the radio, every time we talk to a friend, every time we walk into our place of employment, there's some bad news. Something is going on. Something is going on. And guess what? It involves families. It involves people in all sectors of life. It involves even corporate organizations. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about bad conditions. People having nothing to talk about but something that is not constructive. It is not encouraging. And, of course, it is definitely not inspirational. But right now, and my throat is a little sore, so just bear with me. I know our guest is going to do most of the talking, and I love it. But right now, people are saying, you know what, I'm giving up on life. I can't seem to help the world at anything and with whatever's going on, so I must not be worth anything. Something within me must be telling me that I'm not worth it, I'm not the kind of person I should be, and I'll never be the kind of person I want to be. But right now we know if a person exercises that one element of the human mind, love, things just might get better. But a Dr. Harrison, who works with people on a day-to-day basis as a minister that has all sorts of stories, and most of the stories that you and I have discussed are stories of unworthiness. Person doesn't feel worthy, they're not going to do anything good. If a person doesn't feel worthy, they're not going to love anyone else because they're not feeling worthiness to love themselves. If a person does not feel wanted and appreciated, then of course that is what he's going to go out into the world with and not help make it a better place. How can someone feel worthy enough to love themselves and, of course, love others? What is your opinion?
Okay, so, Doc, good morning to you and the listening audience. I've been reflecting over the topic and this honor to have an opportunity to join you and your listening audience again. How can I become a tower of love? And as I was reflecting upon this, nevertheless, you said, and you set up the prelude to the talk moments ago, it still comes back to the most powerful word, in my opinion, that perhaps is in the dictionary, four-letter word called love, which is an action word. And it begins, I guess, with not only with family, but it begins with the infancy of the child. I believe that the parents have to talk to that child while that child is an infant. They're holding that child in their hands, talking to that child, feeling that they internalize certain things, not only what they see, but what they hear. Telling that child that they love them, helping to build their self-esteem, helping to build their personality, helping to build their character traits. So as the child grows and evolves and develops and age, that child will have some auspices of of what has been said to them, or what has been shown to them, or what has been taught to them. So it goes back to the principles of love, and those principles have to be instilled at empathy. That is my belief, because some people don't love themselves, and I believe one reason they don't is because they either haven't been told that someone loved them, or they haven't been shown love, or they haven't received love, and so there's the void. So I'll pause for now, Doc.
You know, that sounds wonderful, and I always love to hear your wisdom. Our topic is I Am Somebody. So we know there's millions in foster care, so they've missed the boat on that mother-father thing. There's, I don't know how many millions, it says here on my research window, that over 35 million Americans are on hardcore drugs. They're drug addicts. They're taking some kind of drug. So obviously there's a link there that something's going on. They don't feel worthy. They don't feel like they have a place in the world. They don't feel like they're somebody. We could go on with statistics. So while the childhood element plays a part in how a person grows up and what they become, but right now we're on this niche, I Am Somebody. We want the listening audience to have tools so that they will know that they are somebody, and obviously if they are somebody, they have a purpose. So we're talking this morning about a person feeling worthy, feeling that their lives count, and feeling like they can do anything they were born to do, and that's really true. So how can you and I give the listening audience some advice so that they will feel that they are worthy even to be alive to listen to this show? How can I become a child of love if a person doesn't feel like they're somebody, they're about something, they have a title, I am worthy of whatever I go after in the world? They're not going to become a child of love. So what can we give the audience to help them realize that they are somebody, they are a person of purpose, they were created for a reason? What can we tell our audience to get them to understand that no matter what circumstances they're in, they are somebody? Right now, not 200 years ago, not 100 years ago, not when they were a child, right here and now, because we're dealing with the now, right now, what tools can we give our listening audience?
Doctor, I believe they have to tap in. If they're unable to tap into themselves, their own self-esteem, and don't find self-worth.
Doctor, that's wonderful. How can a person tap into them? They're on all kinds of drugs. Some are homeless. They're walking the streets not knowing if they're going to have a place to go to at the end of the day. They might only be facing enough money for one meal. So right now, if we tell them, oh, well, you have to tap into yourself, how does a person tap? What is tap? How do they tap into themselves if they're already feeling that they're unworthy and they're not worthy of life? How would you explain to someone that they need to tap into their life? How would you do that?
I still believe it goes back to the foundation for them to tap into themselves or find their self-worth. And if they're unable to find their identity within the family, then they have to find it through their associations, through their friends, through their extended family members.
How do they do that? And we're asking that because there's at least 40 to 60 million people that are in mental illness, the throes of mental illness. See, this thing is very, very difficult. They're in the throes of mental illness. They wake up without a purpose. They're sad with how their lives have gone. So right now, here and now, you got a lot of listeners now waiting for that answer. What does it take for someone to feel that they're somebody? I'm going to help you. Number one, If a person is out there feeling that they're unworthy, they have first got to realize, number one, that they were created with a purpose. They don't have to go looking for anything. They have to realize that they have been created for a purpose. Now, they might have gotten off of what their purpose might be. And the way they can discover their purpose is to realize whatever makes them happy, whatever they've always dreamed to be, whatever they wanted to be, whatever they felt that they could do and almost touch the sky. That is a good indication of what their purpose is. If you take a child, if you take a teenager, and they start singing, and people tend to feel, oh, they got a good voice, to this, to that, that gives that individual a sense of purpose because now something about them has been validated. So if anyone is lacking a purpose, I'm thinking that they need to think about, and they don't have to go anywhere to that. They have to think about what is it deep inside of me that I really love, that I always wanted to be, that I know that I can do if I just have a chance. I know I can become great if I just have a helping hand because I am somebody. You're a minister. I don't like to go into religion on the show, but since you are a minister, and it appears from our listenership that you're loved. How do you counsel someone, and I know they're there, people in most of the churches go there because they're seeking something bigger than them. They're looking. They're not walking into a church giving tithes and offerings for nothing. They're going there looking for something. They're looking for validation. They're looking to hear something about a God that says, I love you. And because I so loved you, I sent my son. That's the only reason why people are going into a church for validation, because they're worshiping an invisible God. That's something you have to be taught, and you really have to be about that. But as a man of the cloth, when your people, your membership, they come in there, they're sad, they're distraught, and they probably told you, you know, I feel like taking my life. I don't feel worth anything. How do you counsel those people? What do you tell them to make them want to come back and hear you another week? What counsel do you give them, Colonel Harrison?
Depending on the extent of it, Dr. Capitina, I basically try to ascertain what their perceived problem is. And once they tell me what their perceived problem is, then I analyze that and I apply that to scriptures. I also use a sociological approach to it. But more importantly, I, in this conversation, in this dialogue, in my interaction with them, I'm assuring them as we're having this exchange, verbal exchange, that they are loved. Number one, they're loved by God. Number two, they loved by me, and they're loved by others. And so as I talk to them about this and I get them to come on board with me feeling that they're loved, they open up more, and then I gradually start moving into purpose. What were they created to do? What do they feel their talents are? What do they feel their gifts are that they desire to do or they can do?
Now you're talking.
And then I build upon, yeah. I build upon those things, Doc.
Okay, that sounds great. You know, I was feeling something really warm inside. I was feeling something very good because a person that doesn't have any esteem and they don't feel like they're worth anything in this world. Some of them will listen to that and some will not. I think a person, and I'm going to kind of like interject what I'm thinking. If you're out there in the listening world and you're wondering whether or not you should commit suicide at noon today, Colonel Harrison and I are here to tell you, don't do it. Don't do it. Well, who are you to tell me that? I'm Dr. Capitino. This is Colonel Harrison. Don't do it. We're both saying don't do it. You know why you should not do it? Because if you were created with a purpose, and you obviously were, if you're listening to this show, you have something to offer the world. And I think that is where the missing link is. When a person doesn't want to live anymore, he doesn't want to give anything anymore, he doesn't want to give himself, he's lost his way of purpose. You're not going to get into your purpose and do your purpose unless you haven't found a way to do that. You haven't found a pathway into that. But in just with an inkling of a statement, if you're listening on this show, you're obviously worth something. So there's no need for you to cry out within and without talking about, oh, I'm nothing, I'm not about anything, I don't have anything, I'm not going to be anything. Oh, yes, you are. You just have not discovered what your purpose is. And Colonel and I have just explained how you can do that. Sit still and create within your whatever skill you think you have. If you were born, if you got through that womb to cry and to stand on 2 feet less than a year later, that was a call on your life. There's a burden on your life. Creation through the universe and the one called God has said, you know what? I have need of thee. I need you. I need you. Come on through. I've known you before you were conceived. If that doesn't make you feel like you're somebody, nothing else will, because man, me, Colonel, we have nothing to offer you but words. I have nothing, Colonel has nothing to offer you but words of wisdom from experience that we've been living. You are somebody. You just might not have met that person to throw their arms around you and say, hey, you are worth it. I have need of you. You might not have met that perfect maid. Your children might not be all that perfect. So what? So what? You still are somebody. Now, here we are to talk to you about a purpose. You're not going to feel that you're somebody without a purpose. If you're not walking in that purpose, then you're going to call in feelings of unworthiness. And if you feel unworthy, you're not going to feel that you're somebody. That's what Colonel Harrison and I are talking about today. So how do you get to be somebody? Now, you can feel that. I can feel like I can fly a plane. And if I can't, hey, I'm doomed. So how do you get to that point? We've already established that you are somebody because you were created. You came through that through conception. Here you are. You must be somebody. You're a living human being. That the higher power says, hey, I gave my son. I sent him because I love you. So then that means, hey, there's this breach of love. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to feel that you're somebody. So Colonel Harrison and I are on this radio show today to give you at least 3 to 4 things you can do right now. You don't have to go out and buy anything. You don't have to go in a building. You don't have to fall down and cry all night long, all day long. But we're going to give you 3 or 4 things that you can do right today, right from your home, your couch, or whatever you're sitting on. But we're going to give you that right now. Colonel, I want you to go first because we picked up some new listeners. A few have dropped. So I don't know about that. God bless them all. But right now, what is one thing that a person can do right now without thinking about mommy, my childhood, that I may not have nothing to eat this time tomorrow? Name one thing a person can do to really feel like and believe that they are somebody. Name one.
The four-letter word that keeps coming back to me, Dot, is delineated clearly in one of scriptures. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, have not love, I am but a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. So this great apostle 2,000 years ago basically saying the foundation or whatever it is we want to do, whatever it is we hope to be, whatever it is we desire to be is built upon a four-letter word called love. And if we don't feel that we have self-love, then we have to tap in to the source of love. And the source of love is a spiritual being that one has to search, because man is a man, woman, and child, three-dimensional beings. We're spirit, we're soul, and we're body. and we're more spirit than we are soul and body. So the essence of finding out who we are and to love oneself, we got to find the source of the spirit, which we are more spirit than anything else. And that spirit, that great spirit that I'm aware of, that many are aware of, is God, which is an invisible spirit. And then everything evolves from that. And then you can build your base once you find out and you connect with the spirit. Try the spirit by the spirit. Then the spirit will show you how love can be manifested in and through you and then on to others. That's my thinking initially.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. But we still have not told the audience how they can do that. I know you mentioned earlier, and boy, this is a hot topic here, that they should tap in. They're not doing it. Millions right now, there's probably been about 3,000 that have committed suicide just in the space of this radio show time. So I'm going to take it back again, and I think I'm going to jump in here. How can a person feel and believe that they are somebody? Number one, they can get up on their feet and they can make a verbal declaration. Maharishi was an Indian guru, gained millions of followers. And his cohort, Yogananda, these are all Hindu people. They go about talking about how a person can actually sit and meditate on everything that they've always wanted to be and do. But we can't tell a person right now that has a gun to their head ready to kill themselves because they don't feel that they're worthy. They don't feel that they count here in life. We can't tell them that. That's not going to work. And if we tell a person that we're going to, we want you to go within, how does a person go within? How do they tap within? Obviously, millions a day are killing themselves, are killing up groups of people, are shooting everybody they can in sight when they get upset. It's not going to work. Number one, in order to feel like you're somebody, you have got to know that you know that you know from listening to this show that, uh-oh, I have missed my purpose. Uh-oh, that's number one. We are encouraging people listening that we want to help you find your purpose. You can call us. You can email. We will talk to you about your life. What has gone on in your life? What do you think you have missed in your life? Why do you think you're unworthy? So I think at this point, people need to have some form of counseling to help them. I don't think we can send a man into burning houses and say, okay, go in there and see if you're going to burn up. We've got to give people the tools to do that. So number one, if a person is feeling unworthy, they need counseling. Number two, if a person is feeling unworthy, then rather than tell the person to go within, that's the person. Now, you're a minister. You talk about prayer. Prayer changes things. I just hear that all the time. And I know in my life, with a very special friend, I probably wouldn't be on this show if it wasn't for his prayers. So I'm saying number two, that's the person that we can say, okay, it's prayer time. And this is why your International Platform for Peace has developed a tense of prayer. So obviously, that's an avenue. And I think some people go into the church because the church, no matter who they are, oh, you're good. Oh, you're blessed. God's going to bless you. God's going to give you this. I kind of think that they go there because they feel unworthy. You aren't going to find millionaires and billionaires sitting up in a church. Not today. Maybe 10, 15 years ago. But that money and who they are is their self-esteem. So people going into the church, the majority are downtrodden, poor, broke, don't have what they should, just a place to go dress up and put some clothes on and say, okay, yeah, I'm somebody, look, I got all this on. So here's 2018. So I'm thinking the counseling, number one, prayer. And then number three, there's something in the Bible that talks about being your brother's keeper. I think people need to be encouraged to know they have somewhere to go. When and if feelings of unworthiness come over them, they can turn the TV on, televangelists, they can turn the radio on. So I think there needs to be a portal where people know that 24/7, if you need prayer, if you need someone to hold your hand through the night, if you need someone to sit and be a listening ear, I think these are ways that we can help people know that they are somebody. They got a listening ear, they got someone, and then you mentioned love. Yes, when a person feels that they are loved, they are going to feel that they are somebody. But that is something that needs to be put into practice. No one is saying that. No force on earth is saying that. I've just left the church community a few months ago. I never heard that. Never heard it. I saw them up there standing talking. They wanted some glory on earth. I saw that. I wasn't going to give them that. And I wasn't hearing anything that made sense, because they were saying, you need to do this. You need to, not one led the way. And my daddy said, you need to lead out and show how. He said he practiced that 40 years, lead out and show how. So in other words, that's leading them out. I don't think that's sitting or standing anywhere. Lead on charge. So we just gave the listening audience three ways that they can realize that they're somebody. Can you add something to that, Colonel Harrison?
Yes, Doc, you had outlined prayer. Prayer is certainly vital. And secondly, I believe you said counseling. And thirdly, you said verbal declaration. And after those three, there must be action. I think the fourth one should be action. One must take action so they can position themselves to better themselves. Action. And the fifth one I have here would be association with others who you know that have a purpose and are love and give love. And then the sixth I have is determination. One must have the determination to not only find their purpose, but determination to identify their strength, identify their talent, identify their gifts, and determination to live and to succeed.
Wow. Oh, that hit me right on the head. That most certainly is true. Now, that sounds like to me someone that already knows they're somebody, because these people that are downtrodden, those steps they may or may not take. I think in closing, the word is somebody, a body. You're in a body. You've been created. You were born with a body. So right now, you've got to know that you are somebody. So now it is time to realize what your purpose is. And Colonel Harrison and myself, we'd be more than happy to talk to you. Colonel Harrison has a phone number of 202-330. Colonel, finish that. 6604, is that your last prefix?
202-330-6604.
And I'm at 424-634-9615. We're going to leave you with this thought. You are somebody because you're listening to this show. You just didn't come to the Dr. Cupertino show to hear tinkling cymbals. You came to get answers because you might yourself have been thinking about, you know what, I'm checking out of here. I've got what I want, I ain't going to get what I want. And hey, you are somebody. Someone planned your life. And that someone, as Colonel Harrison said, is another force outside of yourself. Gave you two ears, two eyes, two legs, and you know what else you have. You've got to be somebody. So in your embodiedness, we're asking you to sit still and go within. And you know how you go within? You close those eyes and you bow your head and you start going back through your life. Whatever you love to do, wanted to do, a dream you had that perhaps has not been fulfilled, whatever it is, that is your first step out of hell. And when a person doesn't feel worthy, if he's in hell already, well, I don't need to go anywhere to hear anybody talk about that. I can already come up with that assumption. Our next week's show is going to give you 10 steps. So show up next week with a pen and paper, because we're going to give you 10 steps to becoming somebody. Hold on until next week. Are you thinking about blowing your brains out? No. Hold on. You're thinking about stabbing yourself in the chest? No. Don't do that. If you were thinking about walking in front of a lot of cars on a freeway, hold it. Hold up. Don't do that. Hang around for the next Dr. Cappuccino show with our guest, the illustrious Dr. Colonel William Harrison. We're going to be doing dialogue. As you see, we just don't get on here and namby-pamby through your life for 30 minutes. You're giving us 1/2 hour of your life that you're not going to get back again. So you've got to know that we mean business. We're not playing around. All of us are busy people, even if you feel like you're, when you're still busy. So I'm encouraging you to come back on the show. Dr. Colonel William Harrison will also talk about his book. You guys know there's a lot of chaos going on out there, and you are needed. You're going to put on the helmet of love, but you're going to be shown how. We're not going to just tell you to go out and do something. You would have already done it if you had the power within to do it. But we're going to give you 10 tools. We're going to give you 10 reasons to know, oh, yeah, you're somebody. Mama may not be anything. Daddy might not have been anything. But you, who we're talking to, you are somebody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Dr. Cappuccino Show. And we do look to hear from you next week. You know, the polls are open. You can speak to Colonel Harrison, and you can certainly talk to me. Have a great weekend, and hold on until next week, because you are somebody. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Cappuccino Show.